So we're holding by Melachim Beis, where at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, the shiur started as a schus lila nishmas yichaskel shraga ben Avram Yehuda, shall be a schus lila nishmas Moshe ben Daniel and Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a schus for fufu shlema of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka, Chaim Doi ben Rachel, and Chanalei Abbas Shein de Rachel. Shall be a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that this woman in Shunem invites Elisha to her house to eat and to stay. And from that point on, whenever he would pass through Shunem, he would always stay by their house. So Pasuk Tez, Vatayimer Elisha, so at one point, this woman, this Isha Gedola, says to her husband, Hine no yadati, behold, I now know, ki ish elikim kadeshu, that he is a holy man of God, either Elenu Tamid, who passes by us regularly, meaning that this person who is staying by us, I now know that he is a holy man of God. So the Ralbag explains that it seems from her statement that she began inviting Elisha before she knew what he was all about. But after she invited him and she observed his conduct a few times, she now came to realize that the person that was staying by them was not an ordinary traveler, but rather was a holy man of God. Gemara Brachas and Daf Yudam and Beis explains that she recognized his greatness from the fact that there was never a fly near his table, and also that his linen was always spotless, there was never any zera found in his linen. The Gemara learns out from here that a woman is more likely to recognize the greatness of a guest, or the nature of a guest, more so than her husband, and the Marsha explains because she's tending to the needs of the guest, she's in the house more, so she has more opportunity than the husband to observe the guests. So that's the Ralbag who learns that she just came to recognize Elisha's greatness now. However, the Radak argues, the Radak says no, Elisha's reputation was already well known. She was simply telling her husband that now that they had the privilege of being the regular hosts of such a great man, that they should make him a suitable place to stay. So, Pasuk Yud, she continues by telling her husband, Nase no alias kir kitano, let's go and make a small walled attic, v'nasim loy sham, and we'll place for him there, mita a bed, v'shulchan a table, v'kisei a chair, u'menoira and a lamp, v'haya b'voya yelenu, whenever he comes to stay by Yaz, Yasser Shama, he can stay there. We'll build him a suitable accommodation. So the Mitzudas explains that the woman tells her husband that it's not proper that each time Elisha comes to town, he has to sit with them. He needs his privacy, deserves privacy, and therefore she suggested that they build a small walled attic where Elisha could be alone whenever he would stay with them. The Pika de Rebbe Lezer says that she told her husband that because of Elisha's greatness, women could not look at him. It was so overpowering that women who looked at him would die, and therefore she suggested that they make a separate room for him to prevent others from gazing at his radiance, his greatness, whenever he would come to town, and in that way people would be spared. So we already quoted from the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud Amud Beis what the Gemara says about a woman noticing the nature of a guest. But in addition, the Gemara adds that from the Lashon that she says that Elisha was either Aleinu Tamid, he always comes to us, the Gemara learns out that if someone hosts a Talmud Chacham and gives them benefit from his property, it's like he offered a Karban Tamid. And the Reish David in Parshas Vayera explains that when a tzaddik eats, it's comparable to burning Karbanos on a Mizbeach because a tzaddik eats only L'shem Shemayim. Also, sustaining a Talmud Chacham allows him to grow in his Avodas Hashem, and therefore that brings chusim to the supporter the same way that a carbon brings chusim to the makriv, to the one who's offering it. The Malbim explains that she recognized Elisha's greatness from the fact that the first time she had to pressure and insist that Elisha come and stay by them. But in a show of gratitude, whenever he would pass by Shunem, he would always stay by them subsequently without having to be pressured to allow them the schus of hosting him because of the fact that he was showing hakaras hatayiv for the previous times they hosted him. So that showed her, the fact that he was loyal to stay by them, showed her that this man was a great man. And the Malbim continues, and this is also brought down by the Chaim HaSanach, that the four items that she suggests that they prepare for Elisha is mita, shulchan, kisei, and ner, a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. So the first letter is mita, shulchan, kisei, ner, spells out Mishkan, to show that they were creating a place for the Shechina to dwell by hosting Elisha, by preparing a place for Elisha to be able to stay. It was allowing the Shechina to come to rest in their home. It was the equivalent of building a Mishkan. The Chaim HaSanach then continues with a little bit more length. First of all, he says that you see the anivus of this woman, that even though we saw last time she was an Isha Chashuva, and even though last time we saw that her husband was Tafel to her, he was the less important one, but nevertheless, she refused to make a move without having the rishus and haskama and an agreement of her husband, and therefore, out of respect for her husband, she asks whether they can build a separate apartment for Elisha. Then the Chaim HaSanoch comments on the Gemara in Brachas, that same Gemara we talked about earlier, because the Gemara learns another item out from the Pasuk. The Gemara darshins from the fact that she says, ki ish alikim kadesh hu, he is holy. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, he's holy, but umisharsai, his attendant, Gehazi, ain't a kadosh, he's not holy. Meaning that Gehazi is an immoral man, Gehazi is not an ish kadosh. So asks the Chaim HaSanoch, you want to make a point that Elisha's an ish kadosh, fine, but why are you mentioning Gehazi? Like, why now, when you're talking to your husband about making a separate room for Elisha, is it relevant? What type of person Gehazi is? Who cares? That's a separate, unrelated, seemingly unrelated aspect. So the Chaim HaSanoch says that the Pasuk actually answers this question, because the Tor in Evan Ezer and Simachov Beis talks about Isser Yichud. And the Tor writes in Sif Hei that if you have two people who are kosher people, then there's no problem of Yichud. And even if you have one person, but if there's Baila Ba'ir, if the husband's in the city, then there's no Isser of Yichud. However, in Sif Ches, the Torah writes that Igaisabei, if the man is very familiar with the woman, then even if Baila Bo'ir, there's still a problem of Yichud. It says the Chaim HaSanoch, this is what she tells her husband. When Gehazi and Elisha come and you're out in the city, I'm sorry, you're out in the fields, although you're Baila Bo'ir, so I have two people who, in theory, should be kosher and there should be no problem of Yichud. However, Ish Elikim Kadosh Hu, he is Kadosh, but his attendant Gehazi is not. He's not an Ish Kasher. So it comes out that Gehazi is irrelevant with regards to Issa Yichud. He's not an Ish Kasher. So it comes out that the only Ish Kasher is who? Is Elisha. So Elisha and Baila Ba'ir should be enough. However, she continues, Oiver Elenu Tamid, he's always coming to us, which means Gaisaba. That at this point, Elisha's familiar with me, and now there's an Isser Yichud, even if Baila Ba'ir, because if the man is Gaisabay, then there's an Isser Yichud. So beautiful, says the Chaim HaSanoch. She tells her husband, because Elisha is the only Ish Kadosh and not Gehazi, and because Oyver Aleinu Tamid, he's familiar with me, so now Nasa Na Alias Kir Ketana. We have to go and make a separate room. Otherwise, when Elisha comes, there's going to be a problem of Yichud, because he's a Ish Kasher, but Gehazi is not. And since he's familiar with me, there's a problem of Yichud with having them over when you are out in the field. Finally, the pshat in the Marikari is that she tells her husband that he's an Ish Kadosh, meaning that because he is a Chetanavuah, he can only stay in a place where there's Kedusha. He can't stay in a place where there's Tameah. And if he is going to stay by us, it's impossible that one time he's going to come to us and there's going to be a problem of Tumah. Either because we became Tamei by touching a Sheretz, or possibly because of Shechva Zera, or one of us is a Zav. So let's make him a separate place so that he never has to worry about coming to a house where there's Tumah. He'll have his own entrance, a separate apartment, and therefore he can be by us without having to worry about problems of Tumah, and we never have to worry that he'll go somewhere else.